Today is the feast of Saint Isidore. Hurrah, I hear you cry. Who? Saint Isidore was a great scholar and for over 30 years of the 7th century, Archbishop of Seville. Living in a time of the disintegration of classical culture and learning, Isidore is regarded as the last scholar of the ancient world. He ministered in a time of flux, the rise of the kingdoms of the Visigoths, and was critical in their conversion from the Arian heresy to Orthodox Catholicism. He undergirded the faith by his participation in the councils of Toledo and Seville, strengthening the structure and unity of church government, and beginning the outlines of representative government. He collated an encyclopedia which contained and rescued many of the ancient texts that would otherwise be lost. All fine and dandy, I hear you say. And? Well, just this. In 1997, Pope St. John Paul the Great made St. Isidore the patron saint of the internet. I know this because some years ago we were looking for an icon for a very techie young friend's confirmation, and there he was, St. Isidore. In a time of the disintegration of a civilization, there was Isidore faithfully ensuring the maintenance of the faith, preserving the texts, encouraging learning, maintaining the universality of the Church, preaching the gospel to the confused, the misled, and the lost, looking to the future through the mists of the chaos. Today we are having an unlooked-for opportunity to sit back in the light of our imminent mortality and reassess our priorities, the learning we have been in danger of forgetting, but also with remarkable opportunities. We are so fortunate to have the communications that we do. Imagine living through this crisis, victims of ignorance, disconnected by the plague, unable to contact those we love, be informed of what may yet preserve us. The internet, for all its downside by human abuse, gives us that sacred gift of communication, one with another. We are a connected people. We can speak and see and hear and interact with anyone in the world, and especially those we love and our own people. It is up to us to use this great gift as a means of salvation, as a time of deepening our faith, as a moment of deep reflection on our priorities, and a long-standing determination to reach out to all with the ancient but ever new message of salvation in Christ. For the selfless work of Sir Tim Berners-Lee, who gave the world this gift for free, we thank God, and for its use to the restoration of Christian civilization and the reconversion of our land, we ask, Saint Isidore of Seville, pray for us.